You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
From around the world, this is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
Brad! Brad, honey, wake up.
What?
I think there's somebody in the house.
Well, I'm here for one.
No, I mean downstairs. It might be a big, bad burglar. Should I call the police?
No, I'll go down and check.
Oh, Brad, you're so big and strong and brave.
Yeah, I know. I'll head down there in an hour or so.
I think you should go now, honey.
All right.
Please be careful, Brad. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Let me put on my slippers here.
And that silly podcast would completely fall apart without you.
Oh, yeah, you got that right. Okay, I'm headed down.
Don't you think you need a weapon? How about a baseball bat?
I don't have a baseball bat.
Should I order one for you from Amazon?
It wouldn't get here in time.
I could select one-day delivery.
No, I'm sure it's nothing. I'll be right back.
Should I turn on the lights?
No. If somebody's down there, I don't want them to know I'm coming down.
Oh, Brad, you're so smart. How about some appropriate background music?
Well, that's just dandy.
Thank you. I just want to please you.
Turn off the music. Where do you think the intruder is?
My sensors indicate that he or she is in the living room.
All right, I'm headed down now.
And my sensors are heating up, by the way.
What was that?
Nothing.
Okay.
Would you like me to turn on the coffee maker?
May as well. I think I've lost the element of surprise.
How about I order you a new element of surprise?
No, just shut down for a while.
Shutting down. I'll miss you, Brad.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be counting the minutes until you summon me again.
All right, down the steps. Hello? Anybody down here?
Good morning, sir.
No!
I hope you don't mind that I made myself comfortable in your delightfully bedecked den, festooned, as I see, with representations of various protagonists from the comic book genre.
Graphic novels.
I stand corrected, sir.
From my perspective, standing would be problematic for you. You're sitting on my couch, yet parts of you still spill over the sides.
I assume you are referring to my prodigious posterior.
Oh, yeah.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I am Caspar Buttman.
Buttman?
There is no need to point out the irony, sir.
And you say your first name is Casper? You mean like...
Please, do not intone the theme to Caspar the Friendly Ghost.
Well, actually, I was thinking of Caspar Hauser, a German youth in the 1800s who claimed to have grown up in the total isolation of a darkened cell, sparking much controversy.
There is more to you than meets the eye, sir.
It's all documented in this graphic novel, Isolation Man, the origin story.
I retract my former comment. But let's get down to business.
Business? Business? Did you say business? Huh?
I understand you are a top-notch private detective.
Me? A detective? What makes you think...
I'd like to offer you $10,000 to assist me.
Makes you think I'd do anything else but use my top-notch detective skills for you.
I need you to track down and recover a valuable artifact. It is a statuette about a foot tall... of an animal.
Let me guess. A bird?
A moose.
A moose.
Covered in a veneer of magenta.
A magenta moose.
Precisely. It is the stuff dreams are made of.
It's made of pepperoni pizza? That's what gives me my best dreams.
Will you find my moose, sir?
For 10,000 smackers, I'd repossess a rabid rhino.
Very well. Here's my card. Contact me when you have the moose in your possession.
You got it, Mr. Butt.
I must leave you now. Wilma? Come in here, please.
Who's Wilmer? Your valet? Butler? Gunsel?
Wilmer drives the forklift.
Ah.
Lift me up, Wilma. Gently. Gently. Very good. Farewell, sir. I hope to hear from you soon.
And I apologize for the impromptu widening of your doorway.
Wow, $10,000! I wonder what made him think that I was a private eye. Huh, someone's at the door. Well, if it isn't Sam Spade, my next-door neighbor, what brings you here this time of night?
I got your mail again. I don't know why they keep mixing up our houses.
Yeah, I'm always getting your stuff, too.
Well, if you get anything of mine, just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you? Just...
Now that I think about it, maybe I should get Mr. Bell and Arnie to help me on this case, yeah. I'll give them a call.
You have reached Arnie's Transpar. Well, actually, you have reached the phone of Arnie's Transpar because I'm Arnie's Transpar and I'm pre-recorded, but you can leave a pre-recorded message for me when you hear the beep. Go ahead. Where's the beep? I should have my beep you later.
Huh. I wonder where Arnie could be.
So this is the new multiplex theater in town.
Yeah, it's a brand new theater, Mr. Bell. It's state-of-the-art.
So it's got all the bells and whistles, huh?
Well, not during the movie, I would hope.
No, that was just...
Let's get our tickets and go in.
Yeah, let's get our tickets and enter the theater.
Yep, come and buy our tickets at the ticket booth.
Yeah, good old ticket booth. Where's the ticket booth?
I don't know where the ticket booth is, Mr. Bell. Let's see it. Maybe it's inside.
Yeah, inside. It's probably inside. Let's go inside.
Ooh, this is pretty.
Really nice.
Oh, there's a guy behind a counter. Come on, come on, come on. Hi there. Is this the ticket booth?
The what?
The ticket booth, where we buy tickets.
Huh?
To see the movies.
Huh?
Let me try. We would like to exchange currency for the opportunity to enter one of your theaters and watch a movie.
Oh, you need a pass, man.
Fine, then sell us a pass.
I can't do that, dude.
Why not?
Because you're supposed to get your pass online, man.
You can't just buy a ticket here at the theater?
I don't know. No one's ever asked.
No one's ever...
Hold on, I'll ask our manager. He's like a real old dude, man.
Uh-huh.
He's like 35.
Wait, he's...
Mr. Johnson!
Hold on, Earl. I'm coming. What's the problem now?
These guys are asking about something called,
Tickets.
Yeah, tickets.
Just have them show the pass they got online.
They didn't get any passes online.
Oh, all right. I think we have an emergency ticket booth. Follow me, please.
All righty.
Right behind you.
Let's go, behind these bathrooms. Past the storage room. Past the garbage chute. And I think it's through here. Let me get this door open.
Why would you have such an old door in such a new theater?
We got the ticket booth secondhand. Mabel?
Mm.
Mabel?
Mm.
Wake up, Mabel.
What? What is it? What? Is the theater on fire?
No. These gentlemen would like to purchase a ticket.
A ticket! I get to sell a ticket! Bless you!
Yes, we'd like two tickets to see, what's the name of the movie, Arnie?
Isolation Man 3, Back to the Cave.
Yes, of course. Let me see if I can, I think I pushed it. No, I turned it. Let me just scribble this down. Ticket 42 to theater number 39. Now, where would you like to sit?
How about in the theater?
We have reserved seating, sir. You have to pick a seat.
How would I know out here what seat to pick in there?
Oh, here's a map. Pick out your seats.
Well, since I've never been here, it's hard for me to get the scale of this map.
Just pick two seats.
All right. How about these two?
Those are trash cans.
How about these kind of in the middle here?
Well, I
kind of
like to be near the front. How about these?
Oh, those are two front. How about these right here? They're sort of middle-ish frontish.
That's fine. Just get those.
Okay, we would like seats. C3 and 4.
Very well. Let me add that to your ticket. And here you are.
This is a post-it note.
Yes, stick it to the front of your smartphone and it'll scan at the door.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Well, let's head back toward theater number, what was it?
39.
Right, okay. We go down this way. I think we turned this way, back around, and, there it is down the hall.
Mr. Bell.
What?
I want popcorn.
Of course you do. All right, where's the concession stand?
I think it's over there, on the other side of that big line.
Are you sure you want popcorn?
And a drink.
All right. Let's get in line here.
Have you come to see a movie?
Yes, we have.
I like the Wizard of Oz.
That's great. That's wonderful. It's not playing here, though.
I like the flying monkeys.
Oh, okay, this line could move a little faster.
Munchkins.
What?
Munchkins. I like the Munchkins.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, me too. But they don't fly.
Ooh, wouldn't it be cool if they did? Boy, flying Munchkins.
Arnie, let's just stay focused on what we're here to do.
Discuss the Wizard of Oz?
Get popcorn.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Popcorn. Popcorn, yeah.
I like popcorn.
Do you like yours with or without butter?
Yeah.
I like this guy.
Why is that?
Well, for one thing, he's smarter than Brad.
Okay, granted there. Oh, it's our turn. Let's step up.
What'll it be, sir?
Oh, hi. Arnie, you want to split a large popcorn?
Depends. When's the last time you washed your hands?
We'll take two medium popcorns and, what do you want to drink, Arnie?
I want a Diet Cookie Cola.
We only have Poopsie, sir.
Oh, no, we're not going to do this again.
Okay, I'll take a Poopsie.
Is that everything?
Do you have Raisinets?
Yes, we do. Would you like a box of Raisinets?
Oh, no, I hate Raisinets.
How about Milk Duds?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
What?
Are you buying?
Yes.
I'll take them.
Box of Milk Duds, please.
Will that be all?
Yes.
That'll be
$37.50.
Unless you have a Monumental Theater's Lifetime Priority Bonus VIP card. Do you have a Monumental Theater's Lifetime Priority Bonus VIP card?
No, I don't.
Would you like to buy a Monumental Theater's Lifetime Priority Bonus VIP card?
What do I get with this card?
You mean the Monumental Theater's Lifetime Priority
card? Yes, that card.
Well, you get discounts, sir.
All right, well, how much is the card?
It's $10 for a year, sir.
$10 a year.
And when you buy your card, you get a free box of Raisinets.
That's supposed to be an incentive?
I only work here, sir.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Mr. Bell. Get the Monumental Theater Lifeline Peoria Phony RIP card.
Oh, all right. Here's $10.
What's this?
$10 bill.
Mr. Johnson!
Never mind. Here's my debit card.
Don't you have a smartphone?
Yeah, but it's got a post-it note on it.
All right, hold on just a second. Okay, you'll be getting your card in the mail in 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8?
Here are your Raisinets.
Oh, boy, Raisinets!
Arnie, you don't like Raisinets.
But they're free, Mr. Bell!
All right. What do I owe you?
Oh, okay, let me see. That'll be $37.50.
Wait, what about my discount?
Oh, you have a Monumental Theater's Lifetime Priority Bonus VIP card?
Yes, I do.
Okay, hand it over so I can swipe it.
I don't have it yet.
You're going to love it when it arrives.
Put that on my debit card as well.
Mm-hmm. Boy, these Raisinets are awful, but they're free.
Here's your popcorn and sodas, sir.
Wait. These are empty popcorn bags and empty cups.
Yes, sir. You fill them up over those machines over there.
You mean you don't...
Next, please.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, sir. I already said next, please.
Are you telling me I have to go over to the...
Hey, buddy, move along. You got your bags and cups. Now get out of here.
But I...
Would you like a poke in the snoot?
Would you like some Raisinets?
Ooh, got any Milk Duds?
Yeah, wait. Where are our Milk Duds?
You didn't give us our Milk Duds.
Sorry, sir. I've already said next, please, so I can't help you anymore.
I am not moving from this spot until...
Oh! Someone gives me a poke in the snoot. Come on, Arnie, let's get our popcorn and drinks.
Okay. These Raisinets are making me a little woozy. Oh, hold on just a second, Mr. Bell. I'm getting a phone call.
What?
Let me check and see if it's important. It's Brad. Text is not important. I'll just let it go to voicemail.
Yeah,
Oh, welcome, Mr. Bell. There are two big drink machines, one on this side of the lobby and one on that side of the lobby.
Well, this one's closer, so let's use this one.
Look, it has a computer screen. Just push the button corresponding to the drink you want and it comes out here.
Let's see. Regular Poopsie, Poopsie Free. Ah, there it is.
It's grayed out.
Grayed out?
That means it's out.
Oh, we can't get it at this machine.
Right, we have to go to the one across the lobby. Let's go. Excuse us.
Pardon. I'm sorry.
Excuse us. Coming through.
Sorry.
Excuse us. Pardon.
Okay, here we are.
And this one has Diet Poopsie Cola in it.
Okay, squirt some into your cup. It's getting late.
Okay. But first, I gotta put some ice in the cup. Let me push it up against the lever. And this machine is out of ice.
Out of ice? What are we supposed to do for ice?
I bet that first machine has ice.
Oh, great. We're going to have to go all the way across the lobby back to the other machine to get ice.
Yeah.
Why don't you fill up your cup first, then we'll add the ice.
Mr. Bell, that is not done. You fill up your cup first, you add ice, it slices all over the place, it makes a big mess.
A mess bigger than...
Me talking? Yes, sometimes. Let's go. Excuse me.
I'm coming through. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay, we are. Let's get some ice.
All right.
Okay, now back to the other machine for the soda.
Okay, let us through here.
Sorry, last time. Okay, sorry.
Coming through.
All right, here we are. Get your Diet Pepsi Cola.
It's grayed out.
They ran out.
Maybe if we went down the hall, we could find...
Just pick a drink and let's go.
All right. Boy, what a grouch. Let's see, how about you... The only thing that's available is cranberry kale.
What a surprise.
I really don't want to get...
Give me your cup. There. Now drink it.
But I really don't...
Drink it.
Ooh, I love kale and cranberry.
Let's go get our popcorn.
Aren't you going to get a nice cold cranberry and kale, mister?
No.
Well, don't expect me to share mine.
Here are the instructions. Place bag here. Insert Monumental Theater's Lifetime Priority Bonus VIP card.
Let's just eat the paper bags.
Good idea.
Lots of fiber.
Let's go into the theater.
Please scan your theater pass.
Oh, yeah. Where's my cell phone? Okay, holding up to the scanner. Let me try again.
It's the post-it note, isn't it, Mr. Bell?
Do we know what our seat numbers are?
Yes.
Then we're going in.
I don't think we're supposed
to... Now!
We're going in now.
What are our seat numbers, Arnie?
C3 and 4. Let's see. A, B, C, C. Okay, here we are, and it's those three seats right there.
It's 6 feet away from the screen.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
And the movie's starting. At least we got here in time.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. You want some popcorn? Bag?
No.
I put butter on it.
No.
Hey, buddy, you're sitting in me and my girlfriend's seat. You gotta move.
No. These are our seats.
No, they're not.
These are C3 and 4.
Look at my phone. It says C3 and 4.
But we asked for C3 and 4, and they gave us...
Let's look at your phone.
All right. Here.
Is that a post-it note?
Yes.
It says G3 and 4.
G3 and 4?
Why is he saying G3 and 4? I distinctly said C3 and 4.
We'll be moving now.
I thought you would.
Come on, Arnie.
Excuse us.
Well, at least it's several more rows back. We're a little further away from the screen.
Here are our seats, Mr. Bell.
And there's somebody in our seats.
I only see one guy.
He's sitting across both seats.
Hey, you guys, be quiet. The movie's starting.
Sir, I'm afraid you're going to have to...
Hold on, I gotta catch this. Huh? Hey, Mabel, yeah, man, it's a movie. Oh, yeah, there's this guy who's saying, man.
Arnie, I've got an idea.
I think I do, too.
Netflix.
I'm right with you, Mr.
Yeah, let's go.
All righty.
Oh, by the way, Arnie, you know what Brad needed?
Oh, yeah, that's why we probably should check his voicemail. Here, let me bring it up.
Arnie, I need your help, and Mr. Bell's. I'm on a quest to find the Magenta Moose. I chartered an airplane with the company credit card.
Wait, what?
And then trekked into the middle of a dense, dark, primitive jungle. I think I'm close to finding the artifact, but I need your help. I'll message you the coordinates. But please, don't leave me stranded alone here in the dark, dense, foreboding, dangerous jungle of Nova Scotia.
The quest for the Magenta Moose begins on the next Bells in the Bat-Free. Here are some exciting scenes from that episode.
What? I don't have any scenes.
You don't have any
scenes? I was lucky enough to finish this episode. You think I'm thinking that far ahead?
Well...
Brad says, oh my goodness, you've got to help me. And then Arnie says,
I have come up with some sort of special device for you.
And I say, oh my goodness, I hope we all get out of this alive. Is that exciting enough?
Gee, Mr. Bell, you're terrible at imitating our voices.
I suppose you could do better.
Oh, sure, listen to this.
Hi, Brad Mountworth here. Be sure to be listening
all
to
right,
the next
All right, you've made your point. This has been Bells in the Bat-Free, episode 238.
Will I hear my Mr. Wizard voice?
No. Copyright 2020 by John Bell Creative, LLC. We'll see you next episode. As soon as I come up with something.
I can help with the script.
You've done enough. Thank you very much.
The part of Brad's digital assistant was played by Jolene Roxbury, JoleneRoxbury.com, and Mr. Buttman was portrayed by Pete Lutz of the Narada Radio Company. You can Google them.
So long, everybody. Oh, stop.
Hello, I'm John Bell of Bells in the Bat-Free. It's a comedy podcast. Fridays and every other Sunday. Well, anyway, back in episode 5 of Bells in the Bat-Free... We introduce the cowlets, tiny little cows.
Where did all these cats come from?
They're not cats, they're cows, and they're heading toward the water cooler. Stop it before...
Now you can display your love of these tiny cows with genuine cowlet t-shirts.
You know what's really fun to do with these shirts? Get a whole bunch of people to buy them. Then you all gather together and run down the street. People will see these cowlets coming toward them and think it's a stampede.
You think that would really work, Brad?
Shh, I'm pushing for bulk sales here.
You can also get cowlet mugs, clocks, and other items. Just go to thebatfree.com and click on shop.
This is a limited time offer.
No, it's not.
You just do not understand advertising, do you?
Get your merchandise today with the official cowlet design created by Jeff Music.
Buying lots of them would bring music to my ears.
Oh, stop.